Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Joyce Miller, and she is the artistic director for the River City Ringers. Good morning to you, Joyce.
Good morning.
Joyce, first of all, I think we have to tell people, what are the River City Ringers?
Well, it's an auditioned community choir from basically around Omaha, but we have ringers that come from Lincoln and Council Bluffs, Red Oak. So they travel in, and the whole choir has been in existence for about 15 years.
Are the ages?
We have a college student, let's go there, through grandmothers.
Okay. So, and I'm guessing some of them maybe have been with you a long period of that time?
There are two that have been with us the entire time.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Right.
How did all this get started? I know you're really excited about it. I can tell. So why?
Well, I was working in Fremont, Nebraska. I was a church music director there. And I got to thinking, gosh, you know, maybe we should have like a community choir and do things other than just church music and let go out into the community and ring other types of music, you know, jazz music, secular music, Broadway shows. And so I kind of talked to the people in Fremont, and they were excited about it. So we actually started in Fremont. But then through the course of years and moves and travels, we have ended up being really based in Omaha now. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk a little bit about handbells, because, again, you know, some people have this vision of what that is, and, you know, we think of the church choir. So what about handbells? Are they expensive? Can anybody play them?
Tell me a little bit. They are expensive, and you cannot just go to Walmart and buy them off the shelf.
Okay.
You have to go. There are three basic handbell companies that make handbells, and two of them are based in the United States, and one of them is based in London. And Whitechapel is the company that's based in London. Malmark is in Pennsylvania, and so are the Schulmerich bells. They're both in Pennsylvania. They are tuned to the pitch of the piano so that there is a handbell for every key on the piano.
Now, but that would require a lot of people. I see groups that are only like 10 or 15 people. Can they still have all of those?
No, they don't have all of those. We ring with 17 ringers. We ring with 6.5 octaves of bells.
Okay.
There are choirs that ring with more than that, Raleigh ringers for one of them. But most church choirs probably have maybe 3 to 5 octaves.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you, handbells are very expensive. And just to give you an idea, when we first started this choir 15 years ago, we bought 5 octaves of handbells for $15,000.
All right.
Yes. Then, they have gone up because, of course, they're made out of precious metals, and so metal has gone up. And so now the cost is considerably more. We ring with, they're bronze. The handbells are bronze, except for our great big ones, which are aluminum, because aluminum is much lighter, and we have gals that are ringing those, and just to protect their muscles and everything, we use the aluminum bells.
Mm-hmm.
We use itty-bitty tiny bells, so when people come to the concert, they're going to see our great big bells, and they're going to see our little tiny bells.
You know, and I started off in this because I'm just so curious about all this. And we'll say this again, but July 18th, the third Thursday night concert at the Atlantic City Park, that's when you're going to be here. And we can see those little bitty bells and those great big bells.
That is correct. They'll all be there, along with a couple of other new interesting instruments that we have purchased in the last couple of months. Yeah, very cool. This show that we're doing, people will really love it because they will know everything because they're all Broadway tunes. They're tunes from Annie. They're tunes from Oklahoma. They're tunes from Phantom of the Opera, Gershwin, Broadway, Try to Remember. So everybody's going to recognize nearly every song that we are, unless they're like 5 years old, and they probably won't.
I know. That makes me happy, Joyce, but because I've also heard this rumor that you play Lady Gaga, and I don't know Lady Gaga.
Is that a rumor? You don't know Lady Gaga?
Well, maybe I've heard it, and I didn't know that's who it was.
Well, Lady Gaga. Gaga is she's a professional musician.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know that.
Her real name is Stephanie, and we're doing Adele too. So
all
we're
right.
doing some pop tunes that people will recognize. We're doing a piece called Sway that people will probably recognize. So there's absolutely something for everyone.
All right.
Something for everyone.
And it's so unique. I can't imagine why people wouldn't want to come and
hear
you. And we did have somebody local recommend you, so that they said, oh, you have to hear these folks. So, you know, that's a good recommendation to start with.
And we're very happy about that. They heard it at the Holland Performing Arts Center at Christmas.
Okay.
Because we do pre-concert music there for people that are, you know, just waiting to go in to get their seats. So we give about a 20-25 minute Christmas concert there. And we do concerts at Mall Halls when they do their Christmas open house. We do a wide variety of music. We're very busy at Christmas time, of course, but we're actually doing a wedding in October. We're doing a Halloween concert.
It keeps you on your toes, I think, Joyce.
We do. And we're doing a Veterans Day concert, so we can play just about everything. Mm-hmm. And we are a large group, but we also have a small group because not all facilities can handle 42 feet of space.
Mm-hmm.
So we use six ringers that use just 12 bells. And so, like, we ring Christmas at the library and, you know, for the women's groups that are doing luncheons and things like that, you know. So we can touch every base there is.
Now, you said something in there that I have a question about. Each person might play more than one bell?
Oh, absolutely. Every person makes more than one bell. Every person has at least four bells to ring.
Okay.
Because they ring the two white keys, like C and D on the piano, but then they would also have those black accidentals, too.
Okay.
And then we use choir chimes on top of that. And so we bring, you know, we've got a lot of equipment that we bring. It takes us three bands plus a couple of cars.
Oh, my goodness. All right. And I know that you came over and checked out the park.
I did.
Kind of looked over the stage, and you were getting
ready. I asked
them
to move it a little bit down toward the shade a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, and I think they are planning to do that. That was the word, that they're
mm-hmm.
going to do that for you. So people need to bring their chairs, their blankets,
oh, yes.
and the whatever. And the music is 6 to 8.
That is correct.
And I want to put in a plug, though, that the food starts at 5 o'clock. You can come and have your evening meal. You can buy fresh produce.
Oh, good.
Oh, some berry pies.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds great.
Orange
we will have
smoothies.
A short intermission, too.
Okay. So
yeah. Well,
you
just
take
so
a little
people
break.
Can get up and move around a little bit or something, you know. But there'll be a short intermission so that if they haven't had enough of the berry pie, they can go get more berry pie.
Okay, great. But it sounds like just a wonderful type of music in terms of the whole realm of music. And out there in the park, I'm thinking that may sound a little different than it would in a concert hall.
It will. We're not miking the bells because we'd have to have like 17 mics up there.
Uh-huh.
But we will turn. We can adjust the sound mechanism so that it can go to a different sound. It'll be on hard. That doesn't mean anything, but people should be able to hear. If they can't, they can just move closer.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And you know, people can come up after the concert and visit with us. If they want to try out the instruments, they're more than welcome to do so. Mm-hmm. If they have any questions about the group, you know, we love to promote this art that we do because it is truly mm-hmm. very unique.
Special music written for handbells?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I assume there would have to be.
Yes.
And I'm envisioning little cases for the bells.
Well, big cases and little cases.
Okay.
Yeah,
fitting
big cases
the bells.
And little cases.
Okay.
Little bells and little cases, big bells and big cases.
Yes. So, again, this is all happening, Joyce, on the 18th of July,
mm-hmm.
Starting at 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock in the Atlantic City Park. Come and bring your blanket, your chair, whatever, and enjoy lots of good food starting at 5 and lots of good music, 6 to 8.
Well, hope it's cool. But
well,
come
you
anyway.
you keep hoping that, yes.
Yeah. Well, last week was great, but
yes.
Whatever. We're going to be there anyway, and so we really hope that people will come and listen to us because I know they're going to enjoy the music.
All right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Joyce Miller, for visiting with us, and look forward to having lots of people seeing and hearing you.
And we're excited about coming.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought. Music is what feelings sound like.